Part 2. When Nevada Warren came to live in old Jerome's house, she and Gilbert soon began to like each other a lot, and they spent a lot of their free time together. Barbara, frightened that she might lose Gilbert's love, was angry and jealous, but didn't show her emotions to the others. One morning after breakfast, old Jerome was sitting and reading the newspaper. He already liked Nevada quite a lot. In his opinion, she was like her dead father, quiet, independent, frank, and trusting. A maid brought in a note for Miss Nevada Warren.
"A messenger boy delivered this at the door," she said. "He's waiting for an answer."
Nevada, who was sitting near the window, whistling a song and watching the carriages and motor cars go past in the street, took the envelope. In the top left corner of the envelope was a small drawing of a gold palette.
"Aha! It's from Gilbert," she thought.
She opened the envelope quickly and looked at the note for some time. Then, with a serious face, she went and stood beside her uncle.
"Uncle Jerome," she said, "Gilbert is a nice boy, isn't he?"
Old Jerome was very angry.
"Of course he is. I brought him up myself," he said. "Might he perhaps write something to somebody that wasn't acceptable? I mean, something that everybody couldn't know and read?"
"Of course not," cried old Jerome angrily. "Why, what—"
"Read this note he's just sent me, Uncle, and tell me if you think it's all right. You see, I don't know a lot about how city people behave."
Old Jerome threw his newspaper on the floor and put his feet on it. He took Gilbert's note and read it carefully 3 times. Then he said, "Why, child, I was quite worried for a moment, even though I know that he's a good boy. He's just like his father, who was a good, respectable gentleman. In his note, he only asks if you and Barbara will be ready at 4 o'clock this afternoon to go with him for a car drive to Long Island. The only thing wrong with this note is the color of the paper. I hate that color blue."
"Is it all right to go?" asked Nevada.
"Yes, yes, yes, child, of course. Why not? But I'm happy to see that you are so careful and discreet. Go if you want to."
"I didn't know," said Nevada quietly. "I like to ask you when I don't know things. Can you come with us, Uncle?"
"I? No, 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 no. I once rode in a car when that boy was driving. Never again. But you and Barbara can go, of course." "Yes, yes."
"But I won't. No, 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 no."
Nevada ran to the door and said to the maid,
"Of course we'll go. Tell the messenger boy to say to Mr. Warren, 'Of course Miss Nevada and Miss Barbara will go.'"
"Nevada," called old Jerome, "pardon me, my dear, but shouldn't you write Gilbert a note in reply? Just a line will be enough."
"No, I don't need to do that," said Nevada happily. "Gilbert will understand. He always does. I've never ridden in a car in my life, but I went in a canoe down Little Devil River, and I can't imagine that a car ride is more exciting than that."